leaving cert will be replaced with predictive grades. So is that where we are at the moment? Because everything seemed to be changing yesterday, and just before 9:30, it emerged that there was going to be new proposals put to the Cabinet today by the Minister for Education. We've been keeping in touch with Molly Gordon-Bowles about this over the last while. She's a student, to get her reaction. So let's catch up with her this morning. Good morning to you, Molly.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. Do you know where we are? Is your head in a spin, or has everything been clarified?
Well, I'm just feeling immense relief seeing the articles last night. But it's also, we need to remember that it isn't 100% confirmed. It does have to be taken to the Cabinet. So there is still a chance that it might not actually go ahead. But I have a feeling this is what's going to happen. They are going to be cancelled, and it's the right decision for the community.
Okay, well, tell us about the proposals around the cancellation and the different arrangements and alternatives.
So in this article, I think it was published by the Irish Times, the Independent, and it was also by RTE, they're saying that the teachers provide a predicted grade that's overseen by the school management and the principal. It's then sent to the department, who look at using the bell curve and school indicators to provide a grade for the student. And then, if they are unhappy with that, they can then appeal the grade and sit the exam at a later date. But, like, I'm not in the department. I'm not deciding this. I've just read this in the articles, like the majority of people. But I am happy with this proposal that they have put forward.
So the bell curve, just to explain that, is that if it looks to be totally out of line with history as such, if it's unusual, it'll be looked at again. So the bell curve has to be in keeping with exam results over the last while.
Yeah, it's just to make sure that one school doesn't have a whole class of people getting top marks. It's just to make sure that it's fair throughout the country.
Okay, now what about this thing I'm reading as well about students, if they're not happy, that they can actually opt in to do a leaving cert sometime maybe next year?
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea for students who may not have necessarily been working or feel as though the grade doesn't reflect them. But I'm not sure, there's nothing being said on how, if somebody wants to attend university or college or higher education, how that will work with sitting an exam so much later. So there still needs to be a lot worked out in regards to the kind of logistics behind it. But at the moment, they're saying people can opt into the exam.
Yeah, there's so many questions to be asked about the predictive grades as well, about history of students, if they change schools, if they're going to, what we were talking about yesterday, a grind school, if there's something that's maybe teachers and a particular student don't get on together or something. There's so many different variables that are in there. And do you think it's possible to come up with something that will actually smooth out all those difficulties?
I definitely think they can. We've seen with different other issues during this pandemic that the government have come together and they've put forward a proposal and an option that may not necessarily be happy for make everyone happy, but it is the fairest. And I believe that they can do the same with the predicted grades. Because people they seem to be finding problems, but what we actually need to do is just work together. It is the best option.
What about yourself now? Say if it comes out that it is predictive grades, and then there's a possibility if you want to sit something next year. I take your point about third level education. What are you planning to do now for, say, the rest of the summer, or at least until July the 29th?
Well, first of all, I'm going to wait to see the announcement today, because I don't want to get my hopes up. And then I guess I'll just have to see what happens from there. I'm sure suggestions will be made, the schools will put things in place. And like everyone does bits and bobs in their daily lives, I'm sure we'll all find things to do while maintaining social distancing.
Yeah, CAO, is that on your mind?
Yeah, I was looking at my CAO yesterday, and I'm just going to have to wait and see if it's predicted grades. I do trust the professionalism of my teachers and that they will give me a fair and accurate response. But we're just going to have to wait and see. I do think there is a chance that I could have done better in some subjects by sitting the exam. Like, I have been working, but there are a few subjects. But it's for the collective good, isn't it? You know, it's benefiting some people over others. We just have to wait and see.
Right. Were you looking for, can I ask, 500 plus or something like that in your exams?
I'd say I'm quite an average student. I'd be going for a kind of random mid-400s is where the courses I want.
Okay. I wonder how they're going to add up all that. So it'll be interesting, as you say, this cabinet meeting today, where if they can tie everything together. Do you still think there'll be some people that won't be entirely happy, but, you know, it'll be the best of a bad lot in the end?
Yeah, exactly. We're in a pandemic. Not everyone's going to be happy with all the decisions made. But as long as it's the fairest option for everyone, it's the best that we can do. So we're just going to have to wait and see. I hope that the government do put the student welfare and well-being at the forefront of this decision. And because they do, a lot of students, like, we've been through a lot of ups and downs with this, and it's already a very hard time for mental well-being. You know, it's very fragile. And this has been a big strain on some students. So I just hope that today we can just get the final clarity and we can just move on.
And one final thing about the predictive grades, how far should they go back? Should it be to the beginning of fifth year? Should it only be the mocks? Should it go to Christmas exams, which are probably 18 months back? How far back?
That is quite a tricky one, and I do think they need to really kind of look at the different factors that influence people's exams and results. But I'd say look at the 2 years of the Leaving Cert course as a whole. So obviously at the start of fifth year, you aren't as strong as you are now. But look at the kind of the building process where you get to where you are now. I think definitely looking at fifth year work, but not putting all the emphasis on it.
Right. Well, it looks like it's cancelled. The petition maybe worked, or maybe common sense worked in the end. And just finally, are your fellow students on board with all this? Is there a feeling of, well, at last, there's some attempt at clarity or maybe a roadmap to clarity?
Yeah, I think students all across the country are just feeling relief. Because even if you aren't happy with the option of predicted grades, we're going to know. There's going to be a decision. We're going to have something that we're either working towards or it's being cancelled. We just know now, and I think that is the most important thing for the students at the moment, regardless of the decision made.
Molly, the very best of luck to you, and we'll see what Joe McHugh and the Cabinet come out with today, and I hope it's to the satisfaction of students like yourself going through all this turmoil, as well as having to keep an eye on the studies as well. Thank you very much for your time and all the conversations we've had. Great stuff. Thank you. That's Molly Gordon-Bowles there in Greystones, a Leaving Certificate student, and we'll see what the Cabinet come up with today. All the different things they have to think about on board.